After Yuma, of course, the president will come to the Valley, where he'll rally supporters tonight at the Phoenix Convention Center. To get a sense of what he might say, I'm joined by Don Critchlow, director of the Center for Political Thought and Leadership at ASU. And Don, what do you expect to hear from President Trump tonight?
Well, I think President Trump's coming here to try to rally his base, which I think is quite strong. And I think he wants to ensure that his base is behind him. I think that he's looking to, particularly at the Senate races, so that I think he's looking to strengthen his hold in the Senate.
Would you expect him, or would you hope that he would address some of the controversies surrounding what happened in Charlottesville and his reaction to it?
I think he'll want to move on from Charlottesville. I mean, it dominated the news last week. As everybody knows, he has an agenda that he wants to pursue around infrastructure and healthcare, as well as trade and other issues. So I think that's why he's here.
Now, this is being billed as a political rally, so I'm wondering if you think that there will be discussion of policy matters at an event like this.
Yeah, I think he's going to talk about policy and what his agenda is, and try to keep his voters, his base, behind him. I think many conservatives, especially in this state, is concerned about Bannon's exit. And I think Trump wants to reassure his base that he's continuing to pursue an agenda that he was elected on.
After the defeat of the Affordable Care Act repeal effort, there was some talk that President Trump might be having trouble going forward with his legislative agenda. And that talk kind of intensified when he sort of went on the offensive against Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and some others in Congress. I'm wondering how important you think events like the one that he's holding tonight in Phoenix are for any president, and especially this president, in terms of trying to get their legislative agenda through Congress?
I think maintaining a base is important for a president, any president, in any party. In the end, whoever's president has to work with Congress, and that's going to be critical for pursuing further the agenda. I think he's also looking at the midterm elections, as our people up, such as Senator Flake and other people running for Congress. So if you activate the base, that puts pressure on Congress people coming for and running for election if they think they know they need the voters who voted for the president.
Is there a danger for the president, though, that having an event like this also, yes, it riles up the base, but it also kind of riles up critics and maybe makes them more likely to get active and to be as active as maybe Trump supporters are in the midterms?
I think the critics are already riled up and pretty active, so I don't think that matters.
There have been some people talking about potential comparisons between President Trump's visit now and another presidential visit to Arizona. President Nixon visited in 1974, just a few months before he resigned office, this month, actually, in 1974. Do you see any comparisons between President Nixon then and sort of his status coming to Arizona and President Trump now and his status coming to Arizona?
Well, I think people that are predicting the eclipse of the Trump presidency are quite premature. I think Nixon, in the last few months of his presidency, was nearing the end. And people, there have been many commentators who've compared Nixon's impeachment and subsequent resignation with what's going to happen with what will happen with President Trump. At this point, I don't think there's much of a parallel.
Is there a legitimate comparison in terms of the location for these two presidential rallies? I mean, Nixon at the time obviously was embattled, as you say, pretty much on his way out, came to Arizona, a conservative state, a place where he had a pretty solid base. You referenced President Trump has a solid conservative base here. He's been under a little bit of pressure recently for his response to Charlottesville, among other things. Do you believe that both presidents used Arizona as kind of a safe place to go and see their supporters and talk to their supporters specifically?
Yes, when Nixon came here, it was a much different state. It was still a conservative state, so he was coming to rally his base. Today, it's a much more purple state. I think there's much more division, and I hope that we don't see violence at Trump's rally with the blocking of rogues and rioting. But, you know, I think there's a lot of deep division.
Don Critchlow is professor of history and the director of the Center for Political Thought and Leadership at ASU. Don, thanks a lot for coming in.
Well, thank you very much.
And you're listening to the show.